Have you ever had a moment where you think, man, someone should really do something about this? Then you realize maybe that someone is you. Well, with the help of GoFundMe, you can change someone's life. You could start a GoFundMe to help a friend pay for school, fund that new community space, or help a local kid finally get to that national competition. I've seen this myself. Last year, a friend of mine launched a GoFundMe to help with medical bills after an unexpected surgery. It was incredible how fast the support rolled in. People want to help. They just need a way to do it. And GoFundMe makes it easy. So do you have a dream, a person, or a cause in your life that could use some support? Don't wait for someone else to bring change. You can be the one who makes a difference. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform, trusted by over 200 million people. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Everybody, welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Metanoia Madness. I'm your host, Nicholas, music creator, entrepreneur turned podcaster, lover of all things spiritual, mystical, and unknown. This is episode 6, Evolution of Oneself, Transmuting Energy, a journey into personal growth and transformation. If you had told me 3 years ago that I would be hosting a podcast, and on this podcast I'd be starting it off with an introduction about my 10-month-old cat getting sick, I would have thought you were crazy. But here at Metanoia Madness, we don't really discriminate against the crazy, and I am also going to start this episode with a story about my cat. So yeah, he woke me up at like 8 a.m. playing and running around just fine, but I had a late night so I went back to sleep, and then when I woke up at around 11, he was just sleeping on my bed, which was cute, but also kind of unlike him. As the day progressed, he just didn't really move from that spot, which was really not like him. He has a timed automatic cat feeder, and I've seen him jump from the top of his 9-foot-tall tower and beat his food to the bowl, so it was very unlike him to show little to no interest in his food for the entire day. But he's my first cat, so I decided to give it through the night to see if he was feeling better the next day. He was not. This happened to also be the end of a very long week. But when I saw that he was still acting and laying the same way, I knew my long week was not over. I did, however, notice the sun was shining bright and the skies were clear. My apartment has a pool view and I love seeing the sunlight reflecting off the clear blue water. It was a moment that grounded me in the present. This moment also sparked some inspiration for the episode because in the midst of all the mind conversations and emotions that come along with having one of those days when you're just happy that you made it through, I was already feeling emotions of gratitude. I was feeling thankful for having accomplished everything that needed to be taken care of, and I felt a wave of peace because I knew my little kitten that I've grown to care for very much was doing better. But yet, none of those things had happened yet. In fact, that moment I was actually waiting to hear whether or not they had found pneumonia or cancer in his lungs. In the moment, I didn't realize what was happening, but in hindsight, we see a small transmutation of energy. Transmutation of energy refers to the process of converting one form of energy into another. In physics, energy transmutation occurs when energy changes from one form to another, such as kinetic energy transforming into potential energy, or thermal energy being converted into mechanical energy. In a broader sense, transmutation of energy can also refer to the transmutation of emotional, mental, or spiritual energy. For example, in esoteric or spiritual contexts, transmutation of energy often involves the conversion of negative emotions or thoughts into positive ones, such as turning fear into courage, anger into compassion, or ignorance into wisdom. This concept is something we've all done at some point in our lives, but when this concept is paired with practices like intention setting, mindfulness, and self-reflection, we're able to consciously work to redirect or elevate our energy towards more constructive and beneficial states of being. I wanted to start this week's episode with this concept because we've spoken a lot about self-awareness and emotional awareness, but once we're aware of who we are and why we are, what do we do? Something I like about podcasting is it's easy to know who the listeners are. Like, we don't accidentally listen to an entire podcast episode. We listen because we're searching for knowledge. And if we're searching for knowledge, that's usually a strong indication that we're on a journey. And no matter the destination of our journey, it will require the evolution of oneself. So what do we do when we're aware of who we are and why we are? We evolve. We become higher vibrating versions of ourselves. Remembering that we're the conscious beings that witness the thoughts and emotions, it's easy to see how from the seat of consciousness, we simply let the low vibrating emotions or thoughts go. But the evolution of oneself is about being something we've never been, meaning we have to do something we've never done. In the realm of colors, the primary are red, blue, and yellow. So if we want to make a new color, let's say purple, then we'd have to mix red and blue. Let's liken our negative emotions and experiences to the color red, and positive emotions and experiences to the color blue. The paintbrush we use to mix these colors will be the intention we use to transmute these energies. The comparison of the paintbrush with the intention behind the transmutation is very important, because as we know, the paintbrush isn't just for mixing colors, it's also the tool we use to create the painting. I've manifested a lot of things into my life, but now is the first time the things and experiences that I'm manifesting are being created with clear intention. For the first time, my self-evolution and self-discovery are being transmuted and created with clear, authentic intentions that are aligned with my higher self. The intention that I've put behind all my creations have made every bit of difference, both in the way they feel and look, but exponentially impacted the way they feel. In the past, we spoke on how the intuition age is about not just having access to knowledge, but instead how we apply the knowledge. The same can be said about our awareness. Diving into the depths of oneself requires the application of energy transmutation, and I think the lack of this knowledge is what causes us to distract ourselves from dealing with what we've stored inside. Because becoming aware of our emotional and mental traumas is just like realizing we have an open wound. But without the knowledge to heal the wound or let the scars fade, it's just painful and scary. Or what about when the wound is so deep that we can't heal it or let it go? What do we do with the traumas that we're too scared to face, let alone talk with someone about? We transmute these energies. We transform them into something new, something that is infused with the intentions of higher vibrations. It sounds like a complex concept, but really it's something we've been doing and seeing our entire lives. From stories of the triumphant underdog to seeing our loved ones fight battles and come out victorious on the other side. The entire human experience is about evolving, overcoming obstacles in order to achieve something of purpose, pushing us into the highest form of ourselves to become more than we were. So the concept of turning a bad experience into a positive experience is something we can all agree to understand. But where we begin to see a change in our lives, both in the look and feel, is when we set clear intentions before we send or let go of an experience into the universe. There's lots of ways we can set intentions, such as visualization, journaling, and affirmations. I've always tried to keep a journal. Even when I was a kid, it was just something that felt natural. But it wasn't kept intentionally or consistently until maybe like my junior year in high school. Looking back, this was actually a pivotal moment in my life, because this was my first encounter with real loss, real pain that couldn't be healed or forgotten. And it wasn't happening to anyone else outside my family. So it was also a time when I realized that the world just keeps spinning whether we want it to or not. I remember we were on our way to the hospital and this car came out of nowhere and cut us off, almost causing an accident. We were on our way to say goodbye to someone we loved and this car, for whatever reason, needed to cut us off. The world kept spinning even though ours had stopped. I went through a lot of changes during that time, and honestly, until this moment, I didn't realize how crucial my journaling was. I don't know if I would have made it through the same without having kept the journal. I think journaling has a persona of weakness or softness attached to it, but I argue that it is the opposite. In episode 2, Who Am I, Who Are You, we talked about peeling back different layers of identities and personas. We spoke about sitting in the seat of consciousness and watching our hearts and minds in order to sort through the stored energies and outdated ways of thinking. Journaling, when used with this in mind, gives us a clear path into what's stored inside. Although there's a benefit to keeping a daily journal, mine wasn't. Honestly, I would just write whenever I felt like I needed to. As time progressed, I began going back and reading what I had written. I started noticing patterns that I didn't like. I would express resentment to the universe and God, but a few sentences before, there would be clear evidence of my own actions, choices, or habits causing the situation to unfold the way it did. Then after expressing resentment, I would talk down to myself, locking me into this pattern of things going wrong, me blaming something else, and then shaming myself into ending up in the same situations. There's a book I believe everyone should read, and it's called The Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz. It begins with an exploration of the power of language and the importance of being impeccable with our word. He beautifully likened our ability to form thoughts into words to the ability of casting spells. This emphasizes the impact of our words on ourselves and others, highlighting how the use of language shapes our reality and influences our relationships. We are the only living beings on this planet that can take our thoughts and turn them into words, and we should not take this lightly. Journaling allowed me to witness the conversation I was having with myself, the conversation that was going on 24/7, the conversation that becomes the essence that is our lives. It allowed me to see the spells I was casting on myself, the words and the tones I would use to speak to myself were not uplifting, and they were programming my subconscious mind. You see, the subconscious mind doesn't know what's real or not, just what we affirm our realities to be. So in my journal when I wrote, "I am never going to find peace," the subconscious mind put every bit of its power into making sure I never found peace. I was affirming things about myself that I didn't want to affirm. This takes us back to our emotions and how they have vibrations, and those vibrations have frequencies that attract things to us. When I wrote, "I am never going to find peace," there was an emotion and an intention behind those words. This created a vibration and a frequency that manifested a life without peace, and that was not a life that I wanted to live. At this point, I was armed with the knowledge and understanding of letting go, accepting, and transmuting energies. I knew the more time that I sat in the seat of consciousness, the more I'd become aware of these stored energies. Journaling became the place in which I set my clear intentions, where I set positive affirmations, and also where I began to visualize who I was. Realizing that we don't get what we want, we get what we are. The tonality in which I spoke became compassionate and loving. I began to understand that we can't hate our lives or shame ourselves into evolution. We can only do that through love and acceptance. I became impeccable with my words, not just in my journal entries, but also in every aspect of my life. This allowed me to set intention for the goals and the things that I want to manifest. Learning to transmute my pain into something that can light the dark turned my life into one of peace, joy, and abundance. So whether we're experiencing worry about our cat being sick, sadness from loss, or fear from what's to come next, the ability to transmute our negative experiences into positive experiences is the key to unlocking a life of flow that will not only bring us peace, but it will be the foundation of manifesting everything we desire. This has been episode 6. Thank you so much for listening. Until next week, I'm your host, Nicholas, signing off.
Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
At the UPS Store, we know being a small business owner means holiday time is still go time. Still get those orders shipped time. And still re-up on stamps and supplies time. That's why this upcoming holiday, while others close up shop, we'll be open. And happy to help you keep being unstoppable. Come into your local store today. Most locations are independently owned. Product, services, pricing, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. The UPS Store. Be unstoppable.